My name is Sean O'Gorman.
I wrote a play called Christie, a play for radio.
My name is Lloyd Cooney. I play the role of Joey in Christie by Sean O'Gorman.
My name is Roxana McLean. I play the part of Mary, who is a woman who finds herself in the predicament of being pregnant and her partner not being the father of the child.
My name is Jimmy Smallhorn and I play the part of Da in Christie by Sean O'Gorman.
Christie is about two young kids in their early 20s trying to make their way, basically to find a home together and with a baby on the way. I got the idea from listening to the radio and the difficulties there are young people trying to find accommodation. And I always had something like that in my head, so it was half written by the time I sat down, you know.
When I read it first, I thought it was very funny. I thought it was really authentic and a great love story set in Dublin. So Joey is a young man who is at the start of a relationship, a new relationship, and he finds out that the girl he's been seeing is pregnant and that it's not his. He reacts with shock and disappointment initially, maybe a bit of disgust, but he comes around to the idea, he's won over.
So Mary, she's a very confident person. She's very sure of herself. She has a plan and she is very organised. She's very pragmatic. She's very practical. So I think she kind of, when she matches with Joey, it's very interesting because I think he's a real romantic and he's very poetic in how he speaks and how he approaches things. And I just thought that was very interesting because usually it's the opposite. It's usually the female is the romantic kind of. So it was nice to be able to just play someone who isn't kind of, weak is too harsh a word, but who isn't too vulnerable and knows exactly what they want. When I first got the script, I was kind of really excited by it. How Dublin it was, how it was written in a very genuine Dublin vernacular. It didn't feel like it was kind of, I very much felt it must be written by somebody from working class Dublin area. So I was really excited to just be able to go all out with the accent and do my natural inner city acting.
This is my first radio play. Actually, this is a year of force. My first radio play, my first Abbey play. Yeah, it's been a year of force. It's been great, you know. I started working as an actor in New York. I went to New York to become an actor. And because apparently I had the wrong name, it's Smallhorn. It's not, it wasn't conducive. I was told this and the wrong accent, the wrong neighborhood. So I went to New York and I became an actor over there. First play was in the Irish Arts Centre. And from then I just went on from that. That was in 1991 or 92. And I was like 20 years over there doing stuff. And ultimately want to be a filmmaker. So, you know, I made a film over there and it done well. Was the first Irish director in Sundance, which was great. And we won cinematography.
I work as a tour guide mostly during the summer. And in the winter then it fits in nicely because I lecture in history. So that they're really kind of, it works together. Summer tour guide, winter lecture in history, yeah.
I'm originally from East Wall, so I'm an inner city gal. And now I live in Inchicore, so I've moved to the south side, but not the fancy schmancy south side. It's still in my knitbag roots.
I'm from Henrietta House in the north inner city. I get into this game straight after school. I remember getting a brochure off my career guidance counsellor in Brunner for Bull Alley in the Liberties. So I went there for 4 years and have been lucky to be working since.
I went to Sunday. I didn't care. We won, lost, whatever. We got in and it was great. But I wanted to meet Robert Redford. And of course, my luck, it was the one guide. But I'll tell you who I did meet. I was sitting at a restaurant and I was sitting and I heard this effing and blinding going on. Like you wouldn't hear dockers talk this way, you know. And this guy was going, I will never effing talk with this guy again. And I turned around and who was it but Mickey Rooney. So I got to hang with Mickey Rooney and I got to hang with Ben Gazzara and I got to hang with all these people that my mother loved, you know what I mean? And I, you know, hung out with great directors called Darren Aronofsky and just great people who got to hang out. It was a great experience sometimes, you know what I mean?
No, I never studied history at school because as a kid, I didn't really think they were up to my level. So I was that precocious as a kid. Living in the Liberties and the play is based there as well. Every day going to school, I passed places that were very, very historical. Kilmainham Jail, South Dublin Union, which is now James's, now the Children's Hospital, Richmond Barracks, Collins's Barracks to go over the Liffey, St Catherine's Church, where Robert Emmett was executed, Marshalsea Barracks, just seem to be, and are still there, mercifully, do seem to be around every corner in the Liberties as well.
In the 4 years, we maybe done about over a dozen plays. So yeah, kind of learned the trade, learned how to act, learned everything really. Because it's kind of like a PLC, so it's more of an introductory into kind of acting and stuff, and everyone pitches in. But yeah, you go through the ages, so you start with Greek theatre and Roman, bit of Shakespeare, and then more contemporary stuff towards the end.
I'm currently on Fair City. I play Erica Allen, and she's a young woman who works in a salon, and she's engaged to Dara Collins, who is part of the infamous Collins family. Very serendipitous kind of thing with Fair City. My father is Aina MacLean, and he played Johnny One in Fair City, who was a very famous character for his cool leather jacket and motorbike. And so it was funny, kind of the RT guide had a picture from the very first kind of cast picture, the cast picture now. So it was kind of a nice kind of moment to see the come full circle, and to be kind of working on Fair City at a very exciting time and be involved with it. So yeah, that was very interesting.
By pure chance, you know, by as the best things in life are, I met a friend who, he said they were looking for someone to play a drug addict. And I said, you know, I could probably do it. I've never done drugs in my life, but I'm sure I could do this. And it was a great thrill, because Chris O'Neill, the late Chris O'Neill, and a dear friend, and I'm sure he's done many of these radio plays, he was in the cast. So it was like one of the Reardons to play with the Reardons on the Irish Art. I thought I'd made it, man, you know. And the likes of Gabriel Bourne was coming to see the plays, and Jim Sheridan, and I said, this is it, man, this is what I came for. So, and then I followed that up straight away with a part, playing the lead part of Bobby Sands in a play called Bobby Sands MP. And I was completely naked on stage in New York for 6 weeks, and it was that was a trip, especially with a name like Smallhorn, you know. So that was very funny, and it was a very interesting audience came to see that play. And I've been gone, and you know, so New York really was the place where I started, you know.
I went to school at James Street, St James Street, yeah. And then I went and worked in the post office. Then I went to Trinity College, and I did law in Trinity College when I got enough money to put myself through it. So I practiced as a lawyer in telecom, and I found it a little bit turgid. The people in telecom were fantastic, but the work itself was a little bit turgid. So when the privatisation came, most of us ran out of the place with a ball of money. Yeah, and then I did a master's degree in journalism and DIT. So, yeah, I've been around, lifelong learning, I suppose.
So, in the Abbey, I have done Plough on the Stars, Shadow of a Gunman. I did a show called The Waste Ground Party, written by Sean Dunn, which was a new play. I did a play this year called It Was Easy in the End, by Grace Dyers and Dieron Cody. I did Twelfth Night in the Abbey as well, Shakespeare, directed by Wayne Jordan. That was fun. Yeah, it was a contemporary kind of spin on it. So we were all wearing skinny jeans and no socks and stuff like that, but just using our own accents, but kind of working with Shakespeare. So it was fun.
I love working on telly. I worked mostly in theatre for years, so the last kind of year and a bit has been very interesting. It's very fast, and it's a totally different type of acting and skill.
I think I was saying this, you know, I was saying this before, like the thing that frightens them here in Ireland, like the kind of middle class who controlled all the arts at that time, that kind of upper middle class, was I realised that what they're afraid of with working class artists is they're afraid of energy, passion, and language and emotions. That's what they're afraid of, you know what I mean? They don't know how to react to that. And when I went to New York, the things that they loved in America was passion, energy, language, emotion, you know. So it was a great. And then when I came back here and was working here, I just had a little confidence that helped me get along here, you know, because it's actually great work in this country. The writing, you know, we're a land of writers, and now we've learned to be visual.
Most of my writing days is if I'm in the car or doing a tour, something would come into my head, and then I try to empty my head out then as soon as I could. So it's a bit cathartic that way, and it also takes a bit of RAM out of your brain, because some other stuff has to go into it. You can't be cramming it in. So once a thing is out of your brain, I'm inclined to forget about it. But in relation to this award, mercifully, I actually wrote it down and submitted it, which was fairly fortuitous for me.
I find the business very enjoyable to do. There's a lot of ups and a lot of downs. So I think that the key is to... what is the key? You know what? I don't know what the key is. I suppose to enjoy it when you can, because you know, it comes in sprouts and disappears as quickly. Yeah. You're kind of in and you're out.
The business is very up and down. Like I was saying, that was one thing in W Theatre that we learned is, you know, you could have a year where you're working nonstop. I've had a very lucky year this year, and then other years where you're struggling to make your rent, so that's the reality of it. So I have been very lucky a lot of time. Sometimes it's just about being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people. But I found in the last few years, I've started writing myself, and I write poetry, and I've started performing in the last couple of years. And I felt, even just from a creative aspect, it was really helpful to me to be able to kind of, even when you're not casting something or you're not acting, to have some kind of outlet that you're being creative and you're challenging yourself, because it can get very isolating, and you can get quite low when, you know, you're working in a bar, not there's anything wrong with that, or a shop, and you just kind of feel like, you know, you feel a bit kind of like, oh, was that a dream that I was doing all these amazing plays and TV and film? So it is up and down, but I think the great thing about Ireland and Dublin is that there is a great artistic scene here, and you can quite easily enter a poetry competition or put a play on in Fringe or a Seen and Heard. So I think it's important to, whether it's, you know, writing or art or singing or music or just have some other kind of, or teaching, a lot of people teach drama as well, to keep yourself creatively challenged.
Yeah, now since I came back, I'm blown away by the opportunity that exists in this country. You know, like with the film board, with the tax incentives for film, like if you can put the time into writing, which I'm writing some stuff at the minute that hopefully we get made next year. But if you can write, and you can stay at right, and you work hard, you can actually achieve. There's great supports in this country. It's just there's a great opportunity. There's great decency in this country, you know what I mean? And I said, you know what, America changed from September 11th. It changed, it lost a kind of a rock and roll, and it became much more corporate and much more sinister and much more of a police state New York became. And so Ireland, I think, you know, who was it that said, Margaret Atwood said there the other day that Ireland was this little beacon on the global stage, you know, and we kind of are, you know. But in terms of the arts, yeah, it's like I feel that if you can put the work into writing and rewriting and putting the work in, you put the hard work in, you can get stuff done here, you know. And I'm liking it here, you know. And I've been very busy, you know. I've done 3 TV shows this year. I've done The Abbey. I've done my first radio play, which is brilliant. I love it because I love RT. I love coming out of this old place. It's great. I've done, you know, I've been busy since I got back non-stop, you know.
You heard the voices of writer Sean O'Gorman and actors Jimmy Smallhorn and Roxana Nick-Liam talking about working on Sean's play, Christy, this year's PJ O'Connor Award winner and next week's Drama on One.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama-on-one.
Drama on One.
And in that programme, you also heard the voice of Lloyd Cooney, who features in Christy by Sean O'Gorman, which is next Sunday's Drama on One.